This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being, because we have with us Dr. Russell Blaylock. And Dr. Blaylock, I guess I've known him for 25 years, and he was a neurosurgeon, practiced for a long time in Jackson, Mississippi. He's retired now. He spends full time researching what's going on, writing articles, publishes the Blaylock newsletter. In fact, we just got ours in today. And a fascinating source of information, the information that most doctors don't know. It's not that the doctors aren't smart. It's just that they do not have the time to do the reading and studying that Dr. Blaylock does. So with that as a background, Dr. Blaylock, thank you so very much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. I appreciate it.
Oh, what are we going to talk about today?
Well, I thought we'd talk about a rather interesting subject that I've been exploring, and that's the effect of nutrition on behavior. And this is going to sort of upset a lot of the people who are using ideas, sociological ideas of human behavior to enforce and enhance their ideological beliefs. So I think that this is going to be somewhat shocking to a lot of people. A lot of people are not aware of this research and how well done this is, and how many research projects have been done to confirm this.
Okay, go ahead. Well, tell us a little bit about it.
Well, basically, what they discovered back in 1935, they found that low blood sugar, that is hypoglycemia, could imitate a lot of psychological conditions: anxiety, neurosis, hysteria, neurasthenia, psychosis, all of the major neurological, neuropsychiatric disorders could occur just from the fact that your blood sugar would fall too low. And then in 1973, a couple of psychiatrists looked at it, and they found that 74% of agitated and anxious schizophrenics also had hypoglycemia. Since that time, there's been an extensive research into the area of nutrition and behavior, and what is being concluded in the latest studies, and from looking at all these studies that have occurred over the last three decades, is that there is a powerful influence in our diet, both in terms of eating the right things and eating the wrong things, and how we behave. This is mainly geared toward depression, suicide, aggressive behavior, criminal activity, and there's some very interesting studies that come out of this. For instance, they looked at prisoners. And most of the prison institutions, they found that 75% of prisoners were hyperactive as children. And when they looked into hyperactivity, they found the leading cause of hyperactivity was a low blood sugar. So there's a very, very powerful correlation between the development of low blood sugar from eating too much sugar in your diet and criminal behavior. This has since been followed up by more sophisticated studies. And one of them, they looked at probationers, people who were on probation. And they put them on two different diets. One was a cleaned-up diet that had all the proper fruits and vegetables, got rid of the sugar, the bad fats, all of these things.
Hold that thought right there. We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Russell Blaylock talking about the influence of diet on behavior. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Our guest this afternoon is Dr. Russell Blaylock, who is a retired neurosurgeon, and I've known 25 years now. And, of course, he's done extensive writing since his retirement, and we have his books. We carry Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills, his book on natural strategies for cancer patients. He publishes the newsletter, at least I guess it's Newsmax, that publishes the Blaylock Letter, and I look forward to getting my copy every month. Fascinating material. And Dr. Blaylock is simply talking about the effect of nutrition on certainly activity. And they have found that many people who have been criminals and have been in and out of prison or on probation have really had a lot of their mental problems tied to hypoglycemia, and that correct diet can actually alter behavior. So pick up the story there, Russell.
Yeah, and what they did in their study, they were looking at a large number of people who were on probation. We're talking about thousands of people on probation. And they divided them into two groups. One was a group where they cleaned up their diet, had mainly fruits and vegetables, got rid of the Coca-Colas and all of these sugar things that they were eating. And then they let the other group eat like they normally did. And when they looked at the criminal probationers, they generally ate junk food like most Americans. And when they looked at them, they found that 56% of the people on the bad diet continued to perpetrate the antisocial acts. So their behavior didn't change much on probation. But only 8% of the people eating the healthy diet went on to break the law. So there's this dramatic difference, 56% versus 8%. Then they looked at narcotic abuse, people who were in prison for narcotics and they were on probation. They found a similar thing, that those that were eating the junk food, 47% of those continued to take drugs while on probation. Those on the new diet, the cleaned up diet, only 13% of them continued to abuse drugs. So in both cases, both antisocial criminal behavior and in narcotic use, we see this absolutely astounding reduction in these behaviors simply by cleaning up the diet. Nothing else was done. And when they looked at all of these thousands of inmates that they had put on their diet, they found something coincidentally that was dramatic. And that was a tremendous drop in suicides and attempted suicides. So when they looked at criminal behavior, they said there's a strong correlation between depression, low IQ, and these bad diets.
Hold that right there for just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Russell was just saying that there's a tremendous correlation between a destructive behavior, continued drug use, and low IQ, and certainly proper diet. So pick up the story there.
They continued doing these studies. They looked at the Alabama prison system. Did another study, and they found that when they changed the prisoner's diet from the junk food to a good, healthy diet, got rid of the sugar primarily, there was a 42% reduction in criminal events and a 61% reduction in antisocial behavior within a one-year period. So in a very short period of time, they saw a tremendous effect. Then they enlarged this study and studied five different prison systems in five different states. And they looked at the adult felons and found that, and they were primarily looking at deficiencies in things like magnesium, zinc, folic acid, B6. And they found that the violent offenders had deficiencies of 5 to 9 different nutrients in all five states. So what we were seeing in these five different states and these thousands of criminal population was that simple deficiencies in vitamins and minerals accounted for a large percentage of their antisocial and violent behavior. They did another study at the Oklahoma City Center for Children, which was juvenile delinquents, and they changed their diet in a similar way, and they found a 43% reduction in serious crime. So in both groups, the juvenile offenders and the adult prisoners, were seeing the same things. Then someone decided, well, let's objectify it a little bit more, and so they did EEG, or brainwave testing, on these criminals. And what they found is that the average criminal had about 14 different abnormalities on their EEG. But if they simply added a supplement, a multiple vitamin and mineral supplement, they went from 14 abnormalities to only 2 abnormalities on their EEG. And in some of the juvenile delinquents would go from 6 abnormalities to none. And they decided from this study that even marginal deficiencies, in other words, just slight deficiencies in vitamins and minerals could cause criminal behavior to surface. So that doesn't mean it's going to cause criminal behavior in everybody, but if we look at people who are committing crimes, there's a strong correlation between these deficiencies and their criminal behavior. And if you supplement their diet and correct their diet, a large percentage of them will stop their criminal behavior. One of the researchers, Stephen Schuenthaler, is a professor of criminology at Cal State, and he's been doing study for over 20 years. He's probably one of the leaders in this area. In the 1980s, he studied over a dozen juvenile correctional institutions. And he showed that following correcting these diets of over 8,076 delinquents, there was a 47% reduction in antisocial behavior, which included assaults, insubordination, horseplay, suicide attempts, and general rule violations. He noted also in his studies that the more violent the bad behavior, the better they responded to dietary changes. He completed a more recent study in which he looked at 71 people in the state juvenile treatment facility. This was a double-blind, placebo-controlled crossover study. So it met all the scientific criteria for an excellent study. And he found that overall violence fell by 66% among these juvenile delinquents. The total number of AWOL and escape attempts fell by 84%. And the theft or destruction of state property dropped 51%. So merely doing something as simple as changing a diet and adding a general multiple vitamin mineral would save the United States billions of dollars in institutionalizing criminals. We would reduce the crime rate in the United States enormously, and the ability to control the criminal in the prison would increase tremendously. The destruction of the state property, these riots you see, prison riots and burning a prison and killing prison guards, a lot of that would disappear merely by changing diet. Now, the studies are so pervasive and so overwhelmingly convincing and carefully done, you scratch your head and you say, well, if all of this is known and there's this tremendous research, not just in the United States, but in Belgium, the UK, why are we not doing this? And I looked at it and I said, well, it is kind of strange that you have such powerful evidence that we could change our society in such a dramatic way in a positive way. Why they wouldn't do this? Well, the reason they don't do it is because we have a psychological academia that has made a career out of convincing people that all of this criminal behavior is due to society and the way society operates. And we know that most of the psychological psychiatric institutions, educational institutions, is based in the left-wing idea, and that is that poverty and discrimination and all these things that are terrible in the United States are the cause of all of these problems. And so they spend an inordinate time on drugs, medications to try to control people's behavior, and convincing the public that we've got to change whole institutions to a more socialistic viewpoint in order to correct all of these things that are leading to criminal behavior. They don't want people to know that, well, the greatest impact, the number one thing you could do to reduce criminal activity, particularly violent activity, would be to change people's diets and supplement them with a multivitamin. That would throw a monkey wrench in all of these psychological theories and these ideological left-wing theories. So this discovery that has been confirmed all over the world would have a major impact on all these ideological things that we're dealing with.
And, of course, one of the things that really disturbs me so much, Russell, is that they are really trying to say, oh, we've got to get all these children onto these medications. We've got to get them onto Ritalin. We've got to get them onto Prozac or Luvox or all the new drugs for ADD or ADHD. And really, these drugs have a terrible impact on the minds of the children. And, of course, if we simply change their diet, what you're suggesting is we could control a lot of these things if the kids were simply eating right and getting normal supplements.
Well, absolutely. They've done some studies in schools which involved, in fact, one of the more recent ones was the New York City school system. They did a study to look at the effect of changing the diet and putting a simple vitamin. And they used 1.1 million students in the New York educational system. This was done by the New York Board of Education. And when they looked at it and they took these diets and changed them, the FAT scores changed dramatically. It went up over 15% improvement in the FAT scores. And they found a dramatic reduction in suicides, increased IQ. They found a decrease in school violence and school misbehavior. All these things improved dramatically, like 37% reduction in violence in the schools. So it's not just the criminal class that's affected by this, but just ordinary schools. Yet when we look at most school lunch programs, they're serving them the foods that cause this behavior. It's high in sugar. It's high in the bad fats. It's got a lot of MSG additives to it. All of the things that we know cause the brain's chemistry to change and can induce depression, suicidal behavior, aggressiveness, and antisocial behavior.
Well, now, what happened after they completed the program and they found the dramatic increase, in benefit? Did they continue the good diet or did they go back to their old ways?
Well, they went back to their old ways. And this is what we've seen continuously in all of these studies, is that we get this tremendous response and effect, and yet the program doesn't change. And as I stated in one of my newsletters on how to lose weight and obesity, the school system response to, for instance, simple thing like taking vending machines, Coke vending machines out of the schools was, well, we'll lose a lot of revenue. This is how we fund our band uniforms, and this is how we have the school dances, is by the money we get from the vending machine. Well, what's more important, school uniforms, which you could find another way to fund, or these children's behavior, the fact that many of them are going to go into drugs for the rest of their life or end up in prison for the rest of their life, and the schools are going to be disrupted because of the antisocial behavior. Is that trade-off worth it? Well, if anyone of common sense would say, no, it's not. It's more important to make sure that these children have good nutrition, get these soda machines out of the schools, have them drinking purified water instead, and go into the cafeteria and give them good, healthy diet. The studies are of hundreds of thousands of school kids have shown this effect repeatedly, so there's no excuse on the part of school officials and school boards and dietitians for not implementing this in all schools throughout the United States. But instead, what we want is gun control. We want, like you say, to have psychiatric examination of every child in America. We want to have forced drugs given to these kids without their parents' consent. These are the kind of draconian government bureaucratic operations that they call for, rather than something as simple as just changing the diet.
Well, we're going to be back here with Dr. Russell Blalock talking about the scientific studies that have been done and conclusively show the impact of diet, on the mental health, the performance, the activities of children and of criminals, and certainly in major prisons. And yet, of course, these things are not being implemented, and most people don't understand the profound impact that diet has. And the importance, of course, of eating right, of taking the right sort of mineral supplements and vitamin supplements. We'll be back here in just a moment with Dr. Russell Blalock as we explore this whole incredible story a little bit further.
tape set, Genocide. And one of the tapes is an interview with a Dr. Dinigan who heard back in 1969 actually a talk given by Dr. Day, who would later become the president of Planned Parenthood. And Dr. Day laid out the whole plan for America. The fact there are too many people, the fact that we're going to have to create new diseases, the fact that we're going to have to conceal some of the very obvious treatments for cancer, because people are going to have to die of something. They might as well tie up cancer. An incredible interview, and a series of other interviews that will go into the background of what is happening in America, why new diseases are cropping up all the time. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of our four-tape set, Genocide. It's vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. America, our values, our future are under attack today.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In November of 1991, the 60 Minutes television show first reported on the French paradox, the fact the French violate every dietary rule for good health, eat a diet rich in fats and calories, and yet exhibit far better cardiovascular health than North Americans. Over a decade later, we know that molecules called polyphenols are responsible for the health benefits in red wine. But those molecules only remain stable in a sealed bottle of red wine. Longevinix is the first dietary supplement to stabilize red wine molecules in a sealed capsule, just like a corked bottle of red wine, providing red wine polyphenols without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives. One Longevinix capsule is equivalent in polyphenols to drinking 5 glasses of red wine. Call 866-405-4000 today to order Longevinix. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763. 9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Dr. Russell Blaylock, who has written extensively on health issues for some years now, and a great wealth of information. We were just talking about his analysis of so many of the scientific studies that show a very definite relationship between proper nutrition and behavior, and certainly with the ADD and the ADHD, and even with a lot of criminal behavior, you can actually alter so much of this by simply supplementing the food. And it's really not that difficult. Now, are they doing this in the prisons, or have they simply done the studies and then put them right back on the same raunchy food they had before?
Well, they simply put them right back on the food they took before. So there may be one or two prison systems that have permanently instituted, but not many. Your major institutions continue to serve these diets that we know dramatically increase assault behavior, antisocial acts and the continuation of the behavior that put them in the prison in the first place. In fact, one of the very interesting studies that was done recently found that just a single vitamin deficiency can cause dramatic changes in your behavior. And what they did is they took 20 normal young people and they fed them a diet that was deficient in thiamine. First, they tested them before. They all had normal behavior, normal responses to aggression and to stress. When they put them on the thiamine-deficient diet, that's vitamin B1, within a short period of time, they became highly irritable, very aggressive, and very sensitive to criticism. They would just fly off the handle over nothing. So then they want to reverse the study and see, well, if we put the thiamine back in, will it go away? And sure enough, all of this aggressiveness and hypersensitivity went away. They came back to normal, calm human beings. So we see that even a single vitamin deficiency can cause this type of problem. Now, another study looked at iron deficiency in children and in juvenile delinquents, and they found that incarcerated juvenile delinquents were twice as likely to have iron deficiency as children matched that were normal. Now, a study of adolescents in the United States, which is a very large study of tens of thousands of adolescents, found that 60% were deficient in iron. So iron deficiency in adolescents is very common. Now, the connection is that the brain uses iron to produce a neurotransmitter called dopamine. And dopamine has a lot to do with your mood, how you, your outlook on life. People with very low dopamine have a very dark outlook on life. They don't respond normally to life stresses. And so we see that just a deficiency in iron can produce these psychiatric-type changes. One of the other things that's very important is there's a strong connection between this, the finding of hypoglycemia and alcoholism. They looked at alcoholics and found that 97% of them that were studied were hypoglycemic as compared to 18% of the controls. So alcoholics almost universally had hypoglycemia. So then they treated the hypoglycemia by dietary means. 71% of those treated obtained sobriety. Now, if you look at Alcoholics Anonymous, their success rate is 25%. So it's 71% versus 25% simply by correcting hypoglycemia.
Well, of course, now you're not going to be giving them sugar, so what are you going to be giving them to get their blood sugar up?
Well, you don't have to. What you do is you feed them complex carbohydrates that are low on the glycemic scale, and that's what you're supposed to do because free sugar is not found in nature generally. And that way your blood sugar doesn't undergo this violent fluctuation. So this is a simple way to correct alcoholism. And we know that alcohol itself induces hypoglycemia. In fact, in some people, it can be so severe that they'll fall into a coma and can die during one of their binges of drinking. And seizures are common with excessive drinking. It's primarily because of the hypoglycemia. In fact, the common problem that people generally associate with excess drinking, the hangover, is due to hypoglycemia. And what we know is when your blood sugar falls very low, your brain secretes a lot of glutamic acid, the excitotoxin, and that's what's actually doing the damage. Now, there's another interesting study that further confirms this aggressive theory. There's an Indian tribe in Peru that are known to be highly aggressive. They kill each other, they rape, they do all these terrible things. And so they did a study on them, and they found 55% of these Indians were hypoglycemic. And when they divided the calm ones up that didn't commit these crimes versus the ones that were aggressive and doing the raping and killing, almost all of the ones that were doing the killing were hypoglycemic, and the ones that had the normal behavior and normal blood sugar.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here.
A book understand the nature of the spiritual battle in which we're currently involved is Gary Carr's book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism. Now, you may remember Gary Carr's book, A Road to Global Occupation. His second book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism, goes into the very real spiritual forces, the dark and sinister spiritual forces, which have energized those people who are molding the world in which we live today. Going into the background of Masonry, Theosophy, and he actually quotes extensively from the writings of these people who have helped to mold the events of the 20th century. The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Carr will give you tremendous insight into the background of what's happening in America today. And unless you understand the spiritual forces at work, you really can't understand the unfolding of events. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Carr.
Sophisticated investors are buying gold and silver today because the dollar has lost almost 50% of its value in relationship to the euro, and the price of gold and silver has increased almost 40%. If you're interested in learning more about precious metal investing, why don't you call Bo at 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177, or visit him at Elliott's Stamp and Coin Shop in downtown Santa Cruz at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building, which is located between Trader Joe's and the Signature Twin Movie Theater. Bo's telephone number is 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. And he's located at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building. And if you mention you heard about Elliott Stamp and Coin Shop on Radio Liberty, why, you'll get a 15% discount on some non-investment items.
Leading edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon, Dr. Russell Blaylock, and at the end of the program, we'll tell you about the books that we carry that Dr. Blaylock has written, and I will tell you that his book, Health and Nutrition Secrets, has certainly moved more than any other book I think that we've carried other than my own book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Russell, how can people get to your website? How can they get copies of your newsletter?
They can go to the website at www.russellblaylockmd.com. That's RussellBlaylockMD.com. The newsletter, you can get at www.blaylockreport.com. That's BlaylockReport.com.
And a lot of great information in there. We've really enjoyed getting it. And I actually subscribe to it. We pay to get it, so we're not saying that just because we're getting it for nothing, because we're not. But it's a great newsletter. It's really not that expensive, just a few dollars a month. And it comes in on email and information that really everybody needs to have. Well, what are we going to do with all of this information? We know then how to really begin to improve, the behavior of children in schools and how to really allay a lot of the violence in our prisons, and yet we're not doing what's logical to implement all of these programs. Why spend literally millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars on research unless we're going to put it to some good use?
Well, that's the big puzzle. Why would you do all of this extensive research, do animal studies, do human studies, do population studies involving hundreds of thousands of people, a new study out of the UK in which they used prisoners in the maximum security prison, the worst of the worst prisoners, recently found the very same thing. Why would you do all of this and then not implement it? Why would you campaign continuously about a problem of violence in America's schools and the killing like Columbine and all of these terrible things and shootings in our school, and then you have a solution that would dramatically reduce this type of behavior, and you don't do it? Why would you not tell every parent in America you need to get this destructive food out of your child's diet, cut down drastically on their sugar intake, their soft drink intake, feed them good fresh fruits and vegetables, and give them the proper type fats? We know their omega-3 fats dramatically improve behavior, dramatically reduce depression and suicides. So, you know, it's a simple thing for parents to take control of their own families, get rid of this destructive food in their own family situation, raise their children on good, healthy food, and then campaign in your schools to get rid of these soft drink vending machines, and have the committees go to the school board and talk to the dietitian and say, we want the food changed. We want good, healthy food for our children. Parents need to understand they should control the educational institution, not the federal government, not some NEA or some left-wing group has no responsibility to control your children. The parents should have the primary influence in this area.
I should agree with you. And, of course, the thing is, I can remember practicing medicine, going through medical school, and we always used to make fun of the people, you know, over these food fads, and they were drinking carrot juice and taking all these vitamins. And, of course, looking back, I figured that they were a lot smarter than I was because the doctor is not really schooled in nutrition. And yet we are, somebody once said, we are what we eat, and there's a lot of truth to that. And certainly everybody should be on a well-balanced multivitamin, but, of course, you have to know what's in it, too, certainly as you get older. You don't want a lot of iron. When you're young, you do want a lot of iron. So all of these things change with the stage of life, don't they, Russell?
Oh, exactly. Iron is essential to the formation of the brain in a child. It's essential to the adolescent, to the teenager. Iron is absolutely critical for brain function. But then after you reach age 30 or 40, you want to reduce your iron intake because it becomes very destructive of the brain, and that's because it begins to produce free radicals in the brain. One of the most important things parents can do is reduce sugar intake in their children. You know, in 1900, the average American ate 4 pounds of sugar a year. Now they're eating 129 pounds a year.
And because that contributes to dental caries, it contributes to all sorts of problems.
Right, and the two leading sources of sugar in the diet is fruit juices and soda. You know, people think it's healthy to give their little children apple juice and give them the orange juice, all of it which is sweetened beyond what is natural, and is sweetened with sugars that are not natural. People don't realize that glucose, which is the natural sugar, does not produce the profound hypoglycemic response that sucrose does, which is normal table sugar, which added to all these foods. And so we're consuming such enormous amounts of sugar now that is producing a lot of people who have this reactive hypoglycemia, so that their blood sugar falls dramatically. And it's beginning very early in children. Well, it's connected to obesity, and it's connected to all these behavioral responses that we're talking about. Even the elderly's dramatically increased consumption of soft drinks. A study done at UNC Chapel Hill, and they looked at adults age 40 to 49, and they found that they had increased their soft drink consumption 250% between 1972 and the year 2001. Those over age 60 increased it 300%. So we see that not only are the young kids drinking tons of gallons of these sweetened drinks, but so are the middle-aged and elderly. And it's very damaging to their brain. There's a strong correlation between Alzheimer's disease and your consumption of sugar calories.
Well, now, but what about the alternative, which are the diet drinks that have a NutraSweet in them? At least they've had them until quite recently.
Right. The aspartame is a brain toxin. It is a powerful carcinogen. So you don't want to do that. And we know that aspartame, which is NutraSweet, actually causes the pancreas to secrete insulin. In other words, it makes you hypoglycemic, which makes you hungry and you eat more. And this explains why the FDA has collected a number of cases of actually the diet drinks making people gain weight. We also know that some of the amino acids are powerful at producing hypoglycemia. Things like taurine, valine, isoleucine. These things can produce profound hypoglycemia. Look how many people now are drinking protein drinks. Many of these protein isolates are added to foods. For instance, chicken and turkeys, they'll inject it with these protein isolates. Well, these things produce hypoglycemia, and they're brain damaging in their own right. So you get a double toxic effect. You get lower blood sugar, that increases the toxicity, and you get direct toxicity from the excitotoxin itself.
Now, you mean they're actually injecting the turkeys that we're buying at the stores for Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah. What you'll see on the package is injected with chicken broth or injected with 12% turkey broth.
So
the turkey broth is glutamate. It's very high in glutamate, and so it's like injecting it with MSG, and that's why they do it, because it enhances the taste.
But it's also very toxic to the brain. It actually destroys brain cells, doesn't it?
It's extremely toxic to the brain. It produces a profound hypoglycemia because glutamate stimulates the pancreas to release insulin, just like sugar does, but even more powerfully. So it induces the hypoglycemia. It's directly toxic to the brain itself, and it increases the toxicity to the brain.
Well, now, can we get turkeys that are not going to have that have not been injected? Is there any specific brands that are and are not?
Well, we have Sanderson Farms here. I don't know if they have the rest of the nation, but Sanderson Farms does not add anything to their chicken. It's a totally natural chicken. And you can get, organic chicken and turkey that has nothing added to it. It's no antibiotics, none of these things that are known to produce these harmful effects. So people don't really appreciate how important it is to pay attention to these things. But we know that in experimental animals, if you inject just microscopic amounts of glutamate into the hypothalamus of the brain, you can produce an animal that is one of the most vicious animals you'll ever see. You can make mice attack cats, and they can kill the cats. I mean, these animals are just unbelievably aggressive and vicious. So here we're feeding tons of MSG and hydrolyzed protein and all these protein concentrates to our children and wondering why they're so violent. The product not only directly produces the violence by stimulating the hypothalamus, but then it drops the blood sugar, and then it does the same thing.
Well, of course, the interesting thing is the way that they conceal the fact that they've got MSG in there, they call it all sorts of different things, and you look at the packets and you really don't know what the vegetable, hydrolyzed vegetables, what do they call it, something like that?
Well, hydrolyzed vegetable protein.
Right.
And they'll advertise it, oh, it's completely natural because it's from vegetables. Well, it's not natural. What they do is they boil junk vegetables in acid, extracting the glutamate that way, and then they neutralize it with an alkali, and it forms this brown powder, and they scrape that off and dry it, and it's added to food. Well, it's extremely high in glutamic acid, and experiments have shown that you can take hydrolyzed vegetable protein, give it to an animal, and produce the same brain destruction you can with MSG. And of course, like you say, they use dozens of names. They call it natural flavoring, broth, they call it hydrolyzed vegetable extract, soy protein extract, soy protein isolate. All these soy protein products are high in glutamic acid.
In fact, one nice thing about the Russell's book, The Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, is he put all the names in there they don't want you to know about, and they're literally poisoning the population. And somebody knows what they're doing now. I'm sure one of the reasons they put it in is it enhances the taste. It makes it taste just so good. But it's harmful to our health, and all the studies show this is harmful to our health. And where is the government when they should be protecting us? Why, they're covering this whole thing up.
Well, it's interesting. There's recent studies that have shown it also does something else. It makes you hungry. And so you can sell more food. You put a lot of MSG and hydrolyzed protein and turkey broth in the food, that stimulates the pancreas, drops your blood sugar, makes you hungry, you go get more food. So it's a way for the food industry to sell its product. So it's not only increasing the taste, which makes you want to eat it, but it makes you hungry and you want more food.
Well, it's just incredible. And, of course, I think that the real message, Russell, is that people have got to learn. They've got to take responsibility for their own diet and for their family's diet. But if they don't know these things, certainly they're not going to get this listening to most radio programs.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. And this is my lesson that I always end with, is that it is your responsibility to seek these things out, find out about them, and protect your own family. Because if you depend on government, they're going to lead you down the primrose path. I mean, look at over 50 years, the government promoted the use of vegetable oils for heart health. Now it's being discovered that actually it causes arteriosclerosis, heart attacks, and strokes.
Yeah, you're talking about now the
million people have they killed over 50 years, with a million a year dying.
You're talking about the soybean oil and the canola oil and all of these things?
Right, peanut oil and soybean oil and corn oil and safflower oil and sunflower oil. All of these oils that they promoted have produced enormous amounts of disease. We know they increase inflammation. They increase most major diseases, particularly inflammatory diseases like autoimmune disorders and arthritis. We know they increase aging and destruction of the brain. They make Alzheimer's worse, Parkinson's worse. Every one of these neurological diseases, strokes get worse. We know it suppresses your immune system profoundly, increases infection rate, increases your risk of infections. If you get infection, it's infinitely harder to get over it if you're on these oils. If you have cancer, it makes it grow faster and makes it spread throughout the body. This is all proven. And for 50 years, the government heavily promoted these oils, and they're still promoting them.
But, of course, isn't certain types of olive oil all right, and certain types of coconut oil? And aren't these things all right to use?
Sure, your organic extra virgin olive oil is extremely healthy because it not only contains a healthy oil, but it contains a whole array of flavonoids, which are very healthy. They're antioxidants, very powerful ones, and they inhibit cancer powerfully. Your coconut oil is a saturated oil, but the organic coconut oil contains flavonoids as well, and it's healthy. Your omega-3 oils, which are your fish oils, particularly the DHA component of the fish oils, is one of the healthiest oils you can find. You can't cook in it, but when you take it, every day, we know that it increases the IQ of babies, increases their visual function. We know that it makes for a healthy brain, reduces strokes, heart attacks. I mean, even the American Heart Association has come out and said one of the best things you can do for your heart is consume omega-3 fatty acids every day.
And, of course, it used to be, I remember when I was growing up, why the Catholics all had fish on Friday, and so we had fish at the hospital because the Catholics wanted fish, and I don't know whether that was God's instruction, but it was pretty good nutrition. I think it was a terrible thing when they gave that up.
Oh, right. I mean, if we fed them once, and they've even shown that feeding once a week fish before it was contaminated with mercury reduced heart attacks about 25%. If you're eating it several times a week or taking omega-3 oil several times a week, it reduces heart attack and stroke risk over 50%.
And of course,
there's nothing known that reduces it that much. None of the drugs do it.
But, of course, you can actually get the omega-3 oils in capsules, can't you, and take them regularly?
Sure, because what they do with the capsules is it's molecularly distilled, so it removes the dioxin and the PCPs. It removes the mercury and all the lead. So all of the toxic elements are removed. It's purified, so you get the pure oil. And this is just extremely healthy. The brain will selectively extract the omega-3 fats from your blood because it's so important for brain function. And it's also extremely important for eye function. In fact, the neurons in the retina of the eye are 50% DHA. That's the highest content of any cell in your body. So your vision is highly dependent on DHA.
What is DHA for our listeners out there?
It's docohexaenic acid. It's, right. It's one of the components of
the omega-3 oils.
Right.
All right, fine. Well, we've just got about a minute. So what are your parting thoughts for our listeners, other than the fact that they have got to learn, they've got to take responsibility for their own health?
Well, people need to understand that what we're discovering about nutrition that is far in advance of what we used to believe. It controls genes. It controls how cells function. It protects the cells, protects the brain. And it is the most important thing you can do in your life is clean up your nutrition, eat freshly prepared food, get rid of the excess sugar, and if you do that, you'll live a long, healthy life.
And, of course, you want to get to your omega-3 oils. You want to certainly get multivitamins, things of that sort. Well, Russell, thanks. It's always a pleasure to have you here with us. And we'll look to have you on in the not-too-distant future, maybe sometime after Thanksgiving.
Okay. Thank you, Stan.
All
God bless you.
God bless. Bye-bye. All right, fine. Well, that was Dr. Russell Blaylock, certainly one of my favorite guests, and I hope he's one of yours as well, because he's a dedicated man, he's a good friend, but a wonderful source of information for me and for our listeners out all across America.
Have you ever wondered what really happened at Waco? Have you ever wondered if maybe the government was not giving you the full story? Well, there is the most amazing video. It's called Waco, the Rules of Engagement, 2.5 ripping hours of the story of a government onslaught under a group of peaceable people. Now, their religion may be different than yours and mine, but they were still Christians, they still believed in the Bible, and they believed that the government would one day become their enemy and destroy them. Well, Waco, the Rules of Engagement is a video that everybody who loves freedom should see, because the ultimate conclusion is the government did not want them to come out. The government did everything they could to keep them from coming out, to antagonize them, loud music, lights all the time, to totally create a situation where they could not think clearly or would respond normally. Waco, the Rules of Engagement, is currently unavailable through regular sources. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR right now.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? Hey, folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I want to tell you about my friend Marty. He's the owner and founder of the Cal-Bend Soap Company. For the past 55 years, the Cal-Bend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Cal-Bend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. Cal-Bend Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients. It's earth-friendly, and it's safe. Call the Cal-Bend Soap Company today toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Visit them on the web at calbenpuresoap.com or call for information at 1-800-340-7091. That web address again is calbenpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You know, when I was growing up, my parents weren't worried about our education. We were taught the basics of math and English, science and history, the joy of art and music, and the need for sports. And our generation turned out leaders in every field. But as a parent today, I am concerned with my child's education. That's why I chose VHM Christian School. I know that at VHM, my children are getting a quality education with a biblical foundation. I'm not worried whether they'll be prepared. I know they are. VHM gives my children the tools to succeed and instills moral values. There are so many issues for me to be concerned about. I'm glad my children's education is not one of them. Won't you call VHM today? Your child is worth it. Call 475-4762. That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Russell at Radio Liberty. And if you'd be interested in getting Russell's book, we carry them. We carry his book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, which, of course, is the one that lists all the various names that they give to the MSG products, which are so toxic to your brain. And then, of course, we carry his book, Excitotoxins, The Taste of Kills, going into the background of the glutamates, of MSG, and certainly of the NutraSweet, which, of course, is which makes your children fat, and, of course, it affects their mind and increases the incidence of cancer and all sorts of terrible things. And you say, why does the government allow that? Well, there is an agenda. And the same man who is, of course, going to make all the money off the Tamiflu, his name is Donald Rumsfeld. He was the former CEO of Gilead. He was the one, of course, that was CEO of Cyril, who got the government to ignore 15 years of research and to get the NutraSweet legalized so they could poison our children. Why would anybody do that? Well, you'll just have to figure that out on your own. But I suggest you get the excitotoxins, the taste it kills. I've read the scientific studies. It's accurate. They're poisoning our children. And then, of course, you certainly would want to get his book, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. Not that you shouldn't necessarily get regular treatment, but when you go in for chemotherapy, you're going to get violently ill and your hair is going to fall out. And but if you do the right thing, you'll be a lot healthier. And then, of course, we have a health special here. We've actually put this together. Well, there's a four-tape set on the statin drugs, a four-tape set on the benefit of vitamin C. Book by Shane Ellison, The Hidden Truth About Cholesterol-Lowering Drugs, because, of course, this is one of the greatest scams of all time. You need to read the scientific studies. And if you request, why, we'll send you the package insert from the PDF, from the physician's desk reference, that comes with Crestor, which tells you that this expensive drug that knocks down your cholesterol so effectively, and it really does do that, but it doesn't influence cardiac morbidity or cardiac mortality. In other words, it's not going to influence cardiac disease or cardiac death, but it's a very good drug for the drug company. So you need to get the book, The Hidden Truth About Cholesterol-Lowering Drugs, The Miracle of Magnesium by Carolyn Deed, and then, of course, the DVD we have is Your Water Safe, and that's $69.95. But you need to have this information. If you can only get one, get Russell's book, Health and Nutrition Secrets You Can Save Your Life. Understand, there really are evil people out there, and they really aren't concerned about your health. In fact, some of them would like to hurt children. And you say nobody would want to hurt children, or they wouldn't. Why do you think that we've killed about 46 unborn children since 1973? Why are we funding abortion all throughout the world? Why do we have, in America today, 65 million people with a sexually transmitted viral disease? Is that a public health success or a great public health failure? Or maybe that's just the way it was supposed to be. Well, you need to, of course, go to our website of RadioLiberty.com. I'll pull down my treatise on the population control agenda. That's the population control agenda. Remember, we are having an all-day seminar here in the Monterey Bay area on a week from Saturday, and we have to have your reservation in this week. At the end of this week, while we're cutting it off, we're serving lunch. We have to know you're going to be here. We're bringing in some great outside speakers. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. We hope that you can come to our seminar. I think you'll learn a lot of information that could very well save your life or the lives of your children. We'll have the books there that we talk about. I will have the tape sets and the videos and the DVDs and the information you're not going to get elsewhere. So again, the number to call is 1-800-544-8927. Remember, we do carry the Berkey products. If you have fluoride in your water, you want to get it out. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and ministers. But please remember to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until tomorrow, we'll be with you once again at the same time. Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.